the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, this is a song that I absolutely love, and I have no clue what's being said.
Oh, really? Well, it sounds so good.
Pretty.
Wait till the chorus, though. The chorus makes you want to, like...
Is it bad? Like...
No, it makes you want to, like, stand on the end of a yacht with your arms wide open. Like Washington did when they went...
Drop the towel.
Booker T?
Yes. Booker T. Washington and the MGs. Here, this is the part right here. It could be saying death to white people. I don't know.
What if it says something like blank the president, open the wall?
Well, you know.
You need a BBL. Yeah.
Did you go to see Felipe this weekend? I feel like you got inspired to
say, like, you've been working kind of, I'd say, purple today. It's more than blue.
God almighty, you.
What?
I mean, it's been good stuff usually, but, like, I'm afraid to feed into it because it'll never be this good again. I can't even say what you said off the air that was hilarious. But I'm like, you keep calling your friends that, you're not going to have any left.
I think she was calling someone in traffic that.
Like, God almighty.
Muffin.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Nothing?
Muffin.
Oh, muffin.
She did say some bitch had a muffin top. Those were her words.
Yeah.
And I can't say who it was.
Me.
Venezuela, we want to come to your country and get free Nintendo Switch and stay in your hotels. I don't care. I love it. Sounds beautiful.
Pretty.
Mom, daddy.
That's that song I heard and I had to Shazam.
You look like you're going to fly. I love that.
I love this song. Add it to the list.
It's like, where were you where you would have heard this? Like, we were off Cedar Lane Road?
I don't know. I just remembered. That's the cool thing about something like a commercial for Shazam. But you just hear it. You know, it's like, God, I like this song. I've always heard this song. What is it? And just technology. Like, years ago, you would have argued about it. There would have been stabbings. No. That's the Little River Band, you son of a gun. No, it's the band.
From Little River.
And then you would have to bring another person in to solve it. And, well, we can't go to the library. They ain't open on Sunday.
No. Nope.
Not.
If the Shazam people were smart, they'd use George Lindsay in their commercials.
Yeah, but I don't think it translates as good.
Obviously AI, but still.
Yeah. Shazam. Like the DC character. Or is that Marvel? Yeah, well, I don't know.
God, I forgot about that one. There's so many characters. Did you watch, God dang it, over the weekend? Yeah, Supergirl.
Supergirl, no.
I'm going to watch Jackass first. I really don't care about Supergirl.
You going to watch them back to back? Or are you going today to see Jackass?
Not today, but you know.
I'm going to go watch Super Jackass.
Is that what it is? Like, does it have a name? Like, like Oppenheimer and Barbie had a name because they were showing them as a double feature.
Jack and girl.
Is that what it
is? Jack girl.
I might have seen that one already.
Super ass.
Is it super ass? It's got to be.
Wow. That wasn't worth a snort, now was it?
Can you go into the text, please?
Yeah.
Please read it.
Like, seriously, here's the thing. Other than the, let's see, I had a list. We got the Dennis Rodman thing checked off.
Yep.
We talked about Morgan Wallen, checked that off. And, well, we still got this. And we still got a lot, but.
Some good text?
No. Well, no, I'm not saying this one is. Just read the text.
Okay.
Unless it has expletives in it.
She'll read it too, by God, verbatim.
This is from the text line, 1-800-774-0093.
You want me to give the area code where this is from?
No, we don't. Okay. Oh, I thought you meant their phone number. I don't think that matters.
Okay. It says, and I quote, Paige says a lot of homophobic stuff. I think she might really be a bully.
What did you, like, what did you, what are they referring to?
Have
they met you in person off the air?
Some of the comments that I've made to you today.
What?
And I apologize.
Oh, I'm bullying you.
I wish they'd tell us what they were because I can't really remember them all.
Yeah.
You've been kind of unhinged, but it's been funny.
Unhinged is a good term
apologize.
For that.
I apologize. It's the lack of
sleep. No, it's the best version of you.
really is. A woman can't be a bully.
No, you know what it is? I've noticed it with you. It's the same thing with me. Once your kid hits a certain age, you don't have to. I mean, you're still a parent, but you're not like the day-to-day parents. You can get a little more loosey-goosey. And, you know.
I think mine's given up, you know.
If you keep downing Red Bulls, you're going to get a little wild here.
You think that's what it is, that I don't handle things too well? Like,
I mean, if you missed it earlier, these two stone cold, you know, saluted each other, cheers to each other with
Red
Bulls.
We did, with Red Bulls. What did you say? I can't think of anything. I wish that person would
Tell us.
I don't know.
Tell us what she said.
And I apologize if I assume that
I didn't take anything as homophobic or whatever.
Wait, I feel like there's a joke coming.
You know how? No, it's not a joke. Why? Because I'm doing
she's laughing before she can get it out.
Oh, I thought you meant for me, because I'm sitting here doing my rocking back and forth, like patiently waiting to drop it.
And because I know so many gay people, I apologize to the, you know, to everybody out there.
I'll say this.
I work with a lot of people.
That person's probably blind Josh, and he doesn't realize what he just texts.
I feel like Paige has so many gay friends that she gets a pass for using a certain word. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong.
Do you? Like if you, you know, just an observing question. If you married into a certain culture, are you then allowed to?
I'm
talking about any culture. Not the one you're thinking. Any. You know what I mean? Like, can you start calling, you know, people gringos as well?
I feel like some that just don't translate. Like, you're not going to be allowed to do it. Gary Owen is the best example I can think of.
Gary Owen?
The comedian.
Oh.
I don't think he's married anymore, but his wife was
black. Is he related to Jay?
Jay who?
Jay Owen.
Jehu.
Jehu. Nah, that was a story. Matthew Jehu. Shot that at the mall in the 90s. Jehu.
That's why Matthew has to keep his door open. Jehu.
Well, now, hang on. You got to reset that story now. Let me get the music.
What medication are you on? You got any more? You got some of that damn dental pain pills left is what it is.
You got whippets?
You know I couldn't take it. It's in my bag.
She's got whippets.
No, I couldn't.
Make my afternoon funner.
Here, you want the whole thing?
No, hell no. No, they
made me throw up that morning.
No, that was me.
I took two of them.
Fat boy, we don't have to get into that. That's people have heard that story much. You're over there frantically looking for some Kenny G to play in the background of the.
We don't have any. How the f? I'm Do we leaving. Not have Kenny G in the mother?
They had to replace it with Big Butt Country songs.
That's outrageous.
What they had to do.
This is your fault, Cowboy Kyle.
No, Kenny G.
Oh, hang on a second. I don't have to get mad now. We got some.
Thank you for that.
It wasn't this one, though, right? It was the moment.
The quiet song.
No, it was all this. This was probably the feature song.
Turn it down, Matthew.
No, she had it on. I didn't. Mm. And I was glad.
She can't even.
Yeah.
She's picturing it now.
She knows to. She wants me to tell it, and then I can't even. She's already.
She can hear it.
I'm sorry.
If you get Neuralink, will it come with a remote where we can mute you?
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. So, my mom had a hard time going to falling asleep at night.
Bless her.
And she would have to get up at like 4 because, like me, had to get up real early. She'd go actually work at a textile mill, whereas I'd come in here and set on my fat ass.
She had to wake up and make sure you didn't raise the fridge.
I didn't go in the crisper drawer. So,
oh my God.
The secret hiding spot.
The chocolate pudding.
It was told to her that put on some light music like Kenny G.
Oh, this is so good.
Burn incense. Not incense, but like, you know, a little potpourri thing or whatever. And fall asleep listening to Kenny G. Well, I had just discovered pornography in magazine form that I pulled up the corner of my carpet in my bedroom to hide underneath.
Foreshadowing.
Hey, your floor looks off-centered.
why is
he 12 calling? Magazines over there.
Your counter's all poofy.
She calls the carpet repair man.
Looks like there's hair coming out of your carpet over there in the corner.
So while I'm sitting there...
Is that a bush, Matthew?
Reading the likes of Celebrity Sleuth and Oi. And Gallery.
Oi.
Beaver.
Ew.
That was a hunting magazine, actually.
I was going to say.
Oh, you're hunting, all right.
I could, because the house, my mama across the hall with the door closed listening to Kenny G while I'm over there rifling one off.
Please let us meet Kenny G so we can tell him the story.
Oh, mm-hmm. He'd love it. He'd love it.
He would make his day.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
If he were in here right now playing, would you feel the need to?
Like, it's appropriate for, like, lovemaking, but I would, like, if she said, hey, can we put on some music, and she put this on, like, I could deliver passionate sex like no other to that kind of music. If I'm the one who said, hey, can we put on some Kenny G, like.
Yeah, but you're conditioning yourself to get aroused by listening to certain music.
I guarantee you that I could. There's certain music, though, if it came on while you were doing it, uh-huh. Like, you would instantly, both of you'd lose you. So-and-so would drive like a desert, and you'd be like a freaking
What if it's five
avalanche.
Finger and you go faster?
Honestly, I wouldn't care what the music was.
Dude, this reminds me of a similar story that I went through. Kind of.
What?
Not the music part, but so I would stay with a buddy of mine. He'd have his girlfriend over, and they lived in a mill house. So he didn't have a door on his, you know,
bedroom. Yeah. I didn't either.
So I had to keep lookout so he could, you know, tear up his girlfriend a little bit and make sure his mom didn't walk through the hall.
Oh, my God.
So I would have to, like, you know, bang on the wall, you know, like when his mom got up. So he would stop. Well, I fell asleep one night and his mom called him just like, you know, just going to town.
Oh, no.
He was naked as hell, too. Like, she saw everything.
My mom called.
She get mad at the girl?
Oh, yeah. She threw her out.
See, they had, like, poor girl.
Yeah, that happened too.
I tell you what, I'd rather be the girl that got caught, you know, like the, you know, not the one that lived there, than if you're in there and, like, you're in there with the girl and her mom or dad walks in and you, like, snuck. Then it's a different scenario.
I feel like dad would have let it go, you know,
dad,
but mom
would have been like, hey, you need to leave as soon as you guys are done.
I just never did it like that because I was afraid of, I would rather just do anything than have my mom mad at me and have to listen to that.
I mean,
and one guy actually asked me, he goes, oh, I love your mom's bed. Let's do it in your mom's bed. And I'm like, are you crazy? Can you only imagine?
Was that drink water? Oh, I love that bed. Looks right good. Let's go hook up in the bed. Your mom's bed.
That's weird.
I want to hook up in your mom's
you
bed.
You did do it, too.
No, I swear to God, I didn't do it there.
He would have wanted you to hook up on the roof. You would have.
Bed.
Do you ever hook up in your... When I say childhood bed, I mean, like, you know, like your...
I don't think so, because I had a single bed.
But she hooked up with her brother's friends. I bet in his room, too.
You did?
Obviously, he's not there, but, you know, she did.
Well, if you have to think about it, then there's more than one.
She's counting, like, how many was it? Like,
you want to use my hands, too?
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
There's so much work involved. I told Fat Boy, it's like, you know.
Well, I asked. I'm like, can we go one more again?
You're lying.
Is that possible?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bleeps. I just give him the timestamps. Is that something I could just say, hey, AI, take all the MFs out of this song, right? Is that something that, I mean, I don't want your job to get replaced, but.
Yeah, I don't know if they're that advanced yet as far as specific stuff to pull out.
I think it is because I made a video. I showed you guys earlier. Yeah. I made a video that I was going to put on social media, and then I was like, yeah, I chose not to. I didn't think it showed me in a good light. Not, I don't mind being like the butt of the joke or whatever, but it's like.
Well, I guess you do.
Well, no, I look drunk in the picture is why I was like, yeah, I shouldn't. But
yeah, with what's going on.
But I posted. What do you mean, what's going on?
In the video. Well, you can just say you weren't drunk.
Well, I mean, I really wasn't.
Yeah.
But it took the cuss word out.
You know, sometimes we just want to go right around without a f***ing shirt on.
I was riding around Saturday night. It was hot.
How'd you do that?
I took my shirt off.
No, you just.
I'm going to try that.
I went to put it on my story and it instantly bleeped it. And I was like, well, thank you.
We got to have that tour for the FOF. Would save a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes people get on here and you get wild, which is good.
Yeah.
You're
but they
to.
Would bleep it all out. Like, we like the mkin.
Yeah, they would.
They would just go, and we'd get all these tips. What did he say? This word? That word?
Like, we want to allude to what was going on, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, some of you.
Good By the cousin. Way, the person texts back in. I was being very sarcastic. Paige, you're a sweetheart. I don't want you to think that I was really thinking that you're homophobic. See there? If people.
Well, I don't like that text. I like the first one better.
It was better when you thought someone was really mad at Paige. And speaking of that, like, homosexuals don't like when you shorten that, right?
I don't think so. Well,
from what I've heard. So, what if we join together and say we will call homophobics homos for short to get back at them? You would see what's happening there?
Oh.
We take control of the word.
On their behalf.
We get their permission if we can go on their behalf.
What if you use it, but you tell them, look, they don't really mean it towards you, just towards somebody I don't like.
You know, I don't think that works. I don't think it works.
Yeah, you can't do it with, you can't have your.
I think it's.
You can't have your blank and eat it too. You have to get a rib removed.
On an individual basis, you have to ask each of them if it offends them.
Oh,
do you have to do that? Because Paige is the one, she's got more, you know, gay contacts than the rest of us.
I have just regular contacts.
You know, I saw a rainbow twinkle in your
eye. That's why my eyes are crossed.
It's a good look for you.
Everybody.
Oh, God. Hey, could you play that song, I'm gonna slap these MFers, please?
I love that.
What did I walk in on y'all talking about with the, it was something techie.
Well, she said
that, like, I'd love to have heard that conversation in full.
She said we had an earthquake over the weekend.
Today.
Here. Oh, today?
Today?
I think so.
See, the other day.
Damn.
There was a big old, or the one in, you know, I suck at generally remembering things. the Venezuela, there was one there that was just awful. I saw like
two back-to-back in Venezuela.
On ground. Like somebody was, you know, with their phone on the ground, and just to, it looked like something in a movie, the way the ground was just rippling or whatever. Mm-hmm. California, Venezuela, and I want to say somewhere in Asia.
Let's see how big that was.
Same day. Well, I say the wrong one every time. You know, I never confuse America with Canada, France, and England, but Asia, you know, when it gets to, and neither one of them likes it when you get it wrong, you know? And I was like, so I'll just go Asian, you know.
Oh, my God, man. It was...
It's like somebody from Europe talking about a Mexican saying those North Americans.
the first one was a 7.2, and the second one was a 7.5.
Yeah, well.
Dude, it looked like a movie. Like, you were on, you know, when you go to God. Universal or the back lot, whatever the hell that thing's called, the MG, what is it? The back lot tour, Universal Studios, or... God, it wasn't Universal.
MGM Grand. Oh, no, it's a hotel. I'm sorry.
Whatever it is. the backlot tour. Fatboy, help me out.
Is
it Disney?
Yeah, I don't think they have
a backlot.
Were
they making it look like a...
Yeah, you said Universal Studios.
Well, Jaws comes up, it scares you. There's an earthquake, fires coming out everywhere, and all that stuff. Some ride. That's the way it looked. It looked almost fake, but I'm not saying it. Seriously, I'm not going on that route.
So the Northridge earthquake was a 6.7. This says, and there were
but
bridges.
On the same day,
yeah,
like on different sides of this flat world we live on. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And also, like,
well, the
does it have anything to do with all the billionaires building underground bunkers?
Like, something's
our government
up.
Built them into mountains. They didn't have to go underground. Why y'all? Did you call Doug also before you dug or you digged?
And why is everybody going
no, that's the thing anymore.
Underground, you know? That's the question. Why?
Well, look. The
can't
fact,
answer it on the radio. Page.
The fact that we have so many of these makes you wonder if they're being manipulated on purpose.
Like,
we know how to cause or what causes earthquakes. So surely they know how to. I mean, look, there's a
energy
lot of
energy weapons.
Look in the past 10 years. Now, I know in the South here, we're on a fault line in South Carolina, you know.
Yeah.
But.
I think some of the worst earthquakes happen in places that you wouldn't assume, like Michigan or something like that. The Great Lakes area was one of the worst earthquakes ever in this country. So they can happen anywhere because you have plates.
San Francisco's the one that really, that was
the reason why the San Francisco.
That burned down the whole town, which was strange.
Right.
Like, you ever seen San Francisco after the great earthquake there? It looked like Atlanta after the Civil War.
Did you see the streets after the Pride Parade that the cops weren't stopping people urinating on each other?
The one in Greenville?
No, San Francisco.
There was one in Greenville this weekend.
They weren't doing that.
Yeah, I don't know they were pissing, but they were protest or parading.
When there's an earthquake, I'm just going to say, for the one that I was in.
I'm sure they did it in the bathroom.
The Embarcadero, like a bridge collapsed on people, and they were trapped in there, and it just... You couldn't get in and out of San Francisco at that time, so you're trapped there. That's what I'm saying. That if something happens and it's that magnitude,
there's got to be manipulation.
The reason that they, okay, so look at it this way: you got rich people with tons of money, and they've got, you know, no offense, Paige, mountain homes. They got beach houses.
They
got
ones with water.
They got houses in every area code.
They got their own camcorder.
And then they're like, well, what do we buy now? Well, we can't live on the moon just yet.
No.
We will have another place underground.
Or who do we buy?
Or when the Epstein files are released, we will be underground and no one will be able to find us.
Is that what it is?
I mean...
Well, look at the song.
I think it's anything that could come out that could just... You have to realize this, that everybody wants all these great mysteries to come out. And if Donald Trump went in there and said, I want it all released to the people, this country would riot like no other, because we wouldn't know and everything would fall apart. Like, it's a game we all kind of play. Like, I mean, we all kind of play this game about, I mean, I have patriotism. I mean, I really, really do. But I'm saying about the thing about, like, if we started saying, okay, this dollar right here is not transferable to gold or silver or whatever. And, you know, it's not worth what it used to be anymore. You're just printing it up or whatever. And then if we start to do the accountability of that, we're going to say, God, what are we working for this monopoly money for? Because it's really like nothing.
But at the same time, if you said they were going to release all the files. The victims should not be exposed like that.
Well, some of them want the full transparency. They're like, throw it all out there.
See, that's crazy. Like, I agree with Paige on that. That part.
Because people are nuts, you know?
They don't want their story censored. This is why Elon wouldn't talk about everything he found, because he said straight up he did not want to get killed.
No, because, like...
He found a lot of fraud everywhere.
Yeah. Like, are there things that you know that would, like, if you said them right now, not like expletives, but like things that you know, like you would not feel comfortable saying on the radio, like stuff you know about life?
Yeah. A lot of stuff about NGOs too.
And another thing is, what if you just happened to be at a party where he was at and he said, hey, let's invest in some kind of thing, but you don't really know him or know his history, then you're in there too.
What in the world are you talking about? What do you mean?
If they release all the Epstein files, if they do that.
No, I'm just saying, like, if all the files of the world, the stuff in the Vatican, everything's just, like, released to the people, like, it would... I mean, people would lose their minds, because everything, not everything, but a lot of what we think about stuff is not at all true. And it would cause mass hysteria.
Of course.
A lot of answers that are hidden.
Yeah, and a lot of them... For those very reasons alone, for societal reasons, probably should. I'm not saying the Epstein stuff. I'm talking about, you know.
Like, when you're talking about Shrouds of Turin, you know, and stuff like that, like, this stuff's been found and kept and well taken care of.
Yeah. Well, dude.
Whatever was in the catacombs, I forget what was there.
Whatever got, I'm not saying our government had anything to do with it, because England got there before we did. Let's remember that. But something from Gilgamesh's tomb, when I was talking about that the other day, with that huge ring. Like, some kind of tablet that had some kind of whatever on it was missing after the Iraqi war.
That's how you look too,
the
man.
The building wasn't, it just was, somebody went in there with the intent of getting it out.
In the history of time, you got to look to the British. I mean, look, Northern Ireland, they tried to take over Hong Kong, Australia.
Exactly. And, and you look at it on a map, it's so tiny, but yet everybody's bowed down to their asses forever.
And wars are fought over money. That's not... Unless you say it's religious reasons.
I liked you better when you was talking dirty.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Damn.
Yes, sir. It was flowing.
You know how to, you get the fines. You know what to look for. I get a little impatient.
Yeah.
I can't find a certain person, I'm out. I'm not going to search through your little, your boxes and go through what you got in your top loaders.
Yeah, we're talking about ball cards, by the way.
Which, honestly, was kind of, it's all encompassing now. Yeah. Not just, sports.
Well, off that last conversation, I thought when you said top loader, they might have been thinking about something else. I know. Yeah.
Now, does that mean something else? I don't know what it means now. And
I was going to say, what's a bottom loader?
I have to go to Urban Dictionary.
Paige, are more your friends top or bottom? Do you? Anyway.
I don't know. I would
for Pride
say
Month, we were wondering.
They're bottom.
I'll tell you this. If you don't take turns, what kind of relationship do you actually have? Think about that.
I don't know.
When you're dealing with the same parts or whatever, like if you're two women in a relationship, like when you scissor, does one always get on that area this way?
Like how does that even work?
What about husband and wife? Is it always top or bottom?
Whoa, I like a variety.
I'll tell you this. I told this to a female friend of mine.
Female friend.
I was like, there's certain things that she dates. Some like guys would ask you to do. That are inappropriate to, ask your wife or serious girlfriend to do.
Right.
That's just
how it is. That's why they get hookers.
Well, I told her, you got to stop doing this stuff.
No way. Oh, no.
I'm talking about,
Oh, God. What?
Like,
oh.
What?
Like, just, hit it and quit it. Yeah. One time.
Hang on a second. I'm going to hit this real quick.
You're going to get me sick again. God.
But, the point of it was, they're going to do some stuff.
Some people just, I feel like I see more women that have that fetish than I do men, but, the whole humiliation stuff or whatever, I swear to God, I don't get it. I do not get it. I mean.
What is I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
It's zero for me.
If you let me do what she lets people do. Then,
on a regular basis?
There could be no relationship there. That kills it.
Now, you wouldn't be able to, work together.
It's a one-off thing.
You sit down for a little bit.
Yeah, you wouldn't have sex for the next weekend. That's kind of gross.
It's a one-off thing that is readily available whenever.
Yeah. Yeah, golly.
So whoever happens to be in the situation.
Yeah. How's that person's relationship with their father?
You know what? Surprisingly good.
Is it?
I think that's odd.
He doesn't know about her alternative lifestyle.
Or the link.
If you're hooking up, I don't hook up, but if you hook up with somebody.
I wish you did.
And that's the first thing that he wants you to do.
Yeah, go whore it up and have some fun stories.
Okay.
Please. Because you've been, I don't like this past hour. You've kind of calmed down.
You were real frisky in the...
Was I?
Yeah.
I mean to be. I was with girls all weekend.
You got dumped twice, on here today. You got a little rowdy before you started, chugging your bull.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on number two, so...
Paige, you ain't supposed to do that.
I'm tired.
God almighty.
Maybe that's why it made me sleep.
Dude, it's not even 9 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, Paige.
But you got to be here till late.
I know.
What time are you on till?
2?
3.
Oh,
3.
God almighty.
It changed it.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I didn't know that turnip had a little more blood left in it.
I tune out an hour early. I like Stone Man.
Did you miss him?
I'm just kidding.
I was asking. I remember what it was. I was asking you about the, if you saw the big dual autograph going around. Because the big popular one is the De Niro Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not just sports anymore with these cards.
Oh, it's everything.
I even watch guys who open historical cards.
Big Brown's into that.
Yes, it's interesting, some of them.
He had an idea a while back. He approached me with, he's like, what if we made a trading card set that, he said, and don't hate on this, but what if we like made a trading card set of like the most famous criminals of all time?
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like there's like 50 different sets. Yeah.
Bonnie
yeah.
and Clyde.
I felt so bad to tell him, like, yeah, man, like they've been making them since like 90s, I think, uh-huh. off and on.
I enjoyed how we tested our phones the other day before we did the scam. And we called Big Brown. In the car with his family.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, we're just testing this to make sure that this prank call is going to work. He's like, all right, bye.
But he took our call.
You know, this is what I thought you were going to mention this. Because you told me about it. The big, is it Kalshi?
Yes.
Is that the one?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, talk about pop culture. You know, that whole thing we were talking about a little bit the other day, the predictive... betting or whatever, pop culture betting.
Futures markets,
yes. Because Rick Rubin is now involved in one of them.
You know what's really odd is gambling is state by state, but futures markets are regulated by the federal government, so it's legal everywhere.
Hmm.
Now, discounts sometimes...
Does it pay out in the dollar or the USDC DT?
It pays out in dollar.
Huh.
But sometimes they'll lump sports into the futures markets too.
Yeah,
as a workaround.
Well, this one has it has everything. It's got romance. It's got music. It's got more music. It's got football
and more music.
And more music.
And it's already taking in 4 million plus in wagers.
What are we talking about? Tell her, Fat Boy. See what she would bet on this.
Because it could happen Thursday. You know.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten the invitation yet, you're not invited.
Permits have been applied to close the street down in front of Madison Square Garden.
MSG. I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it a wedding?
Oh,
maybe.
Might be. Or a reception, at least. That's one of the bets. Is it the wedding? Is it the reception?
Who's getting married?
Taylor.
Yeah. And who?
Travis.
Yes. I'll give you all the money in my pocket right now if you can tell me his last name.
Kelsey.
He's got a $3 bill. That's all he's got. It's got Jug's face
on it. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah. You got Jubba. You got Jubba.
People always say, do I ever pay on my bets?
You can, people are...
You can keep it.
Wow. Okay.
Dang.
It was a gift from him. I don't want to take that.
People are already wagering if it's the wedding or the reception. How much? They're wagering how much it's going to cost.
So, one of the big bets is already screwed because... one of the big bets was who's performing. Who would perform at that wedding?
Oh, wow. Well.
And they've already announced that. What? It's odd to me. Like, the one makes sense. Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably Taylor's, influence or whatever.
Ride or die, bitch.
It's like, hi, this is Stevie. I'm going to need, 40,000 scarves to wrap around my microphone stand. And then freaking Tim McGraw.
That's nice.
I think there's a connection there. This goes back away to Taylor and Tim.
Oh.
I just can't remember what it was. Might be the same Jeff Jarrett connection. Or might not be. She used to babysit his kids.
Was she the girl that little Johnny took fishing?
I don't think so.
I haven't.
Is she half of...
Now, they had to pull some of these off.
Is he going
to
do American Outlaw or Indian Outlaw? Does he do Indian Outlaw anymore?
He probably changes the words.
I'm Native American Outlaw.
Half whatever's popular.
Yeah.
Some of the celebrities are leaking they're going to be there, so they got to take them off the board because people are betting on, for some reason, Drewski. I don't know why Drewski's famous all of a sudden.
I don't either. That's one of those where I'm like, who's he know? Who's his family? Like, what's the...
They took him off the board. George Kittle, took him off the board. So Travis, he's one of Travis's buddies, so
right.
He's going to be there. So, some people are getting their money back, but still, four-plus, that was just last week.
Are he and Mahomes week. Like buddies?
Yeah.
Like in real life, together. Though? Like, you and I, we're buddies at work, but we don't.
We don't own a business together like Mahomes and
what
Kelsey
do. What do they have together?
They got a steakhouse together in Kansas City.
Oh, wow. Kansas City, here I come.
They're pretty tight.
The average American wedding costs $36,000. The Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce wedding is around $20 million.
God almighty.
They're calling it Wedding Palooza.
But they both got a ton of money.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
They could probably get it sponsored.
I'm not a girl. I don't care.
Well, you're a hot dude, but nice jokes.
Whoa, listen to this. So This is speculative right now. I just now saw this. So Kenny Chesney was rumored to be playing the wedding as well. This is just with this betting site, right? But the bets changed dramatically the other day because people were pointing out he was already booked because, you, like you were saying, it's rumored they're going to get married on the 3rd and the 4th of July, or one or the other, 3rd or 4th.
Yep.
He's already booked to perform at the Las Vegas Sphere.
Sphere?
Sweet.
Guess what?
Sphere.
He's canceled his performance at the Sphere that was sold out two nights in a row. Gee, you think he's going to be there now?
If you saw the set list, you'd want him to cancel.
What if he bet all his money that he would be there and then canceled his shows?
That's pretty terrible.
And really wasn't going to be there.
What about your fans?
How did
$20 million though, Paige?
When did they stop taking bets, and when did they announce, like, officially what's going on?
Yeah, like if you wagered that Stevie Nicks was going to be there and it's now announced she's going to be, do you get the money now? Or I guess it waits till, the actual thing.
They got to make
sure.
Who
do they go to verify this? TMZ?
That's the other thing. Like, these, I don't like these futures markets, how they work.
Like, they're all probably working together. Harvey Levin.
You could bet on the next commodity that's going to be top of the market in like a day or two.
Yeah.
That all depends on what's going on
that's
in the world.
Just, yeah, if it involves a crypto, that's just hype to get people to be like, oh, what is this fart
it's
coin? Let me look it up.
It's a racket.
It is a racket, Paige. You know what? I say the same thing about tennis. What is going on in the playoffs?
Fart coin.
Fart
I'm
coin.
I'm going to tell you. We're going to talk about things you should never grill.
Your buddy.
To your teeth.
No. I'm going to say shrimp, but that's because my husband grilled some shrimp.
Oh,
and it was
like
god awful.
Oh, I like it.
No, wait.
Well, you like yours? Coconut shrimp? Shrimp
no,
scampi,
I like it, but
barbecue shrimp.
He overgrilled it. It was like turkey jerky.
I like it here.
I mean, not turkey jerky, but shrimp jerky. It was terrible. Mm. But I'm going to talk about other things.
I hope so.
God, I'm afraid now.
I'm sorry.
Pick another one to intro.
Another one to intro.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you're so mean.
You're being homophobic again. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, my God.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.